Ben Clemmer, thanks for joining me by phone and welcome.
Thank you for having me, Julia.
Now, you've been hard at all things public radio, WBOI, actually since your college intern days as the University of St. Francis senior music tech student, Ben. Very briefly, where did all of that passion come from?
I realized growing up that I loved audio and music. It definitely started out as an interest in music, and I also love communication. I should clarify there, though, that I am definitely not an extrovert. I am an introvert that has had a lot of practice. Growing up, I started out on the drums, then switched to bass guitar in high school, and have been playing that for, well, a decade now, and started recording demos and different projects in my basement. And along with that, I was also competing on my high school speech team, getting better and better at the whole communication thing. And eventually, I was just trying to figure out, well, what do I want to do with my life? What do I want to go to college for? And study music technology at St. Francis seemed like a good opportunity to actually try to see if there was a way to apply this whole audio thing and music thing to working for a living. And I picked up a minor for communication while I was there and continued to kind of try to find that sweet spot of audio and communication. And I'm happy to say, I think I'm closer to it than I've ever been.
It certainly sounds like it. And gotta ask, when, as a matter of fact, did you know that you were a radio head? Did it hit you? Was there an aha moment there?
There was, and it was in the semester you just alluded to, my last semester of college. I was a senior at St. Francis in Music Tech, and in addition to finishing up that last semester and working as an intern at WBOI, I had two other jobs that I was still working. I was a retail store sales engineer over at Sweetwater Sound. I was also the assistant coach of my old speech team at Bishop Dwenger. Trying to do all of that all at once was proving to be way too much. Something had to give somewhere. And as I kind of agonized over it for about a month there during that semester, eventually I realized I was enjoying working in radio more and saw a future there. And actually, I should give credit where credit is due. One of my professors at St. Francis, Jane Martin, in the communication program over there, just said, go with the job that gives you the future you want. And that remains WBOI.
Now, okay, you're kept plenty busy doing All Things Considered every evening, but this is specifically a behind-the-mic interview, Ben, where I like to take a look at the producer hosts who bring us all of the great local arts and culture programming here on WBOI each and every night. And your baby is WBOI Presents on Wednesday evenings. So a one-sentence description of WBOI Presents, please.
WBOI Presents is a locally produced program featuring in-depth news, discussion, and analysis, conversations with educators, artists, and creatives of all kinds, and a place where our community can share and hear our own stories.
That's a wonderful description. It's actually a wonderful show as well. In full disclosure, you're a bit of a pop culture geek, Ben, and that's a compliment. I know you know that coming from me. How does that drive your interests and your output for Presents?
It makes it so that everything is always represented. As I was trying to come up with that one sentence description, I realized on some level WBOI Presents is very hard to classify because we really leave no stone unturned. We're going to have in-depth conversations about issues of the day, whether that be education or obviously more recently public health, or we're going to be a platform where we can hear from educators and experts on all sorts of topics, and that can fade into territory dealing with everything from, we've heard from a slam poet and spoken word artist who was dealing with recovering from addiction. We also heard from a professor who is the founder and director of the Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia and the lessons that we can take away from that. And all of these different conversation pieces come from so many different community partners without whom the show wouldn't exist. And that's everybody from Avow to the library to the Allen County Bar Association. And then, of course, we partner with five colleges in the area with St. Francis, Purdue Fort Wayne, Trine, Manchester, and Indiana Tech. As much as we're able to go in depth on certain topics, as well as provide opportunities to maybe go under the hood a little bit and really get an hour to just explore, because one show that comes to mind that I look forward to doing as often as I can, of course, is the Middle Waves retrospective and getting to hear from artists and performers and what makes that particular event so special.
So kind of what you're saying, it's all fair game and you will make it work and you will find a great place to put it.
Absolutely. Everything that we get, whether it is sent to me, whether it's something that I record, it all is going to find its way to air at some point. If it fits the public radio mold and falls under that umbrella, most things do.
I'll certainly agree with you there, Ben, and you make it sound easy, which I know it's not. Now, all of this leads to some creative content capturing. It has to. So how does that work?
Well, a lot of the time it means that I'm going out into the community, going to events and coordinating to make sure, okay, there is an audio feed waiting for me, and I'll just record an event using the gear that was part of my last purchase at Sweetwater when I still had the employee discount, still using some of that equipment to this day, and going out and getting the audio just recorded onto my laptop with an audio interface. But then there's also going to be times where things are sent to me, and I have a good relationship with a lot of directors of communication and media relations, especially with our university partners who will send me audio, or just going straight to the source and getting things from the sound techs. If someone has a good idea for a show, my job is to make sure that we can get it captured in the best way possible. In some cases, that means bilocating, so I do need to, at this point, say thank you to your Folktales producer, John Dawkins, also a good friend of mine, because he has gone into the field to record events for me when I haven't been able to. But if someone comes to me, one example I can think of, if Andy Downs reaches out to me for recording a program about the Civic Health Index, and that means we have to figure out how to rotate 7 legal professionals into a studio to record in about an hour, we'll get it done.
There's no job too small, too large, too tough, or too easy. It's all part of your show, it sounds like, and we certainly enjoy your show, Ben. Now, you also have a knack for teaching and mentoring, which netted the station actually a well-oiled intern machine this last year. And from that, you grew a complete work-study army. Now, before the recent pandemic restrictions messed up everyone's class schedule, how did this and how much did this benefit the station, in your opinion?
Every college student that comes into this building is going to leave with something in the toolkit that they didn't have before. And we've had students who are majoring in communication, who are perhaps from my alma mater in music technology, students who are even in business administration and other majors who have come through the door and left with something that they could definitely apply later on in their own careers. In addition to that, every student who can come in and lend us a hand and help us with projects just ease the burden on a small staff that almost constantly has to punch above our weight class is going to make a huge difference for everybody involved. And we have students that are helping us out in production, that are helping us out in administration to help organize events once we're able to put events back on. And the impact that I have seen from students who are not much younger than me, it's been so wonderful to work with them. Even doing so remotely, we're problem solving together. And once we return to something resembling relative normalcy, it's a program that I hope to continue growing in the future.
This also brings us to another pop culture passion of yours, Ben, which is podcasting. So first I'm going to ask, what is it about that medium that has you personally hooked?
Podcasting, in a lot of ways, is just like music because there's something for everybody. Whatever your favorite subject is or something you want to learn more about, I guarantee there's a podcast on that topic that will inform you and entertain you along the way. For me, growing up, that meant podcasts perhaps about Batman and Star Wars and other pop culture topics. More recently, it's been of the more educational variety. And also, you have people like Guy Raz, who's just a podcast savant. And I think he's involved in some way on the production of like 3 or 4 of the top 20 podcasts downloaded each year. And these days, everything's going online, and the growing spheres of influence belong to the internet storytellers, some of whom are podcasters. Getting us into the podcast game all within the last year has been a lot of fun.
And you are working with our program director, Katie Anderson, on this. So far, how many podcast series do you have a part in getting out there to share, Ben?
Right now, available on demand for WBOI, we have 5 of them. WBOI Presents, I am proud to say, has the distinction of being the first. The In Session series on WBOI Presents was the first podcast we dropped, and that continues as long as we have on-air content. We usually wind up posting a podcast on the same topic from the same show around the same time. We also have Active Listening, which we produced in a partnership with our friends over at the University of St. Francis. Through a grant that they got from AARP, they were able to conduct interviews in kind of a StoryCorps style with some low-income seniors from our area, and those conversations created that podcast. We, of course, have a couple of podcasts that relate to your work, WBOI's Behind the Mic being one of them, as well as we will be debuting this month with help from the interns we were just talking about and the work study folks that are working with me are going to be working on WBOI Artcentric. We will be bringing your arts and culture reporting to an even larger audience. And the podcast that I, of course, need to mention as well is one that we are primarily involved just in a distributing capacity, but that podcast is Women Are Fort Wayne, which when I first started to see it popping up in my social media and finally went around to listening to some episodes, I realized just how well Stephanie and Tracy, the two co-founders of the podcast, are doing at creating that program. The conversations that they have, that they share with our community, that come from our community, really falls right smack in the middle of everything that makes public radio amazing. And being able to support their efforts and being able to distribute their podcast now in partnership with them has been something that I have enjoyed. Getting to know them in that process has been amazing. And something like that is definitely something we're going to continue to do.
Oh, I certainly hope so. Now, the most important question all the way around here, Ben, is how can folks find them and follow them?
There's a reason this often gets summarized as you can find them at WBOI.org or wherever podcasts are found, because the actual list is a little bit lengthy. You can find our podcasts on Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. We are also in the process of getting our podcasts available at NPR.org. Right now, I think the only one that is WBOI Presents, but that is going to be an effort that we will continue even as we are all continuing to social distance.
Thank you for that. And meanwhile, Ben, in your mind and heart, what's the point of working this hard, this wild and crazy, wonderfully hard and diverse public radio kind of way that you excel at?
I wasn't always this way. I figured out in high school, you feel a whole lot better about a situation if you did all you could. And things may not always go well. You're going to learn a lot from mistakes along the way. But if you did everything you could and you gave your best effort, you're going to go home and know that you made a big difference. And you're going to learn a lot. And this whole process has been just an amazing learning experience because I've gotten to interact and work with so many educators. I'm constantly getting to hear new content from so many different sources and so many different perspectives. And getting to have a platform to share that with others really is fulfilling in a way that's ultimately kind of hard to describe, but it's something that I intend to continue doing and something that I really do truly enjoy.
And last question, Ben, if you could add anything else in the world to your radio plate, no, make that a platter in your case, tomorrow, time, budget, nothing is an issue, what would it be?
I would like to actually try to record just even more episodes of WBOI Presents in session. I am friends with a lot of them. I love talking to teachers. I love hearing from professors, experts, educators, people who have a lesson that they can teach me, that they can teach our audience, and being able to bring those conversations. If I could bring one episode a week or even more of WBOI Presents in session, that would just be absolutely amazing. There's a lot that goes into them. I mean, it is ultimately preparing a lesson plan specifically for radio. And if you want to talk about people who are busy right now, those would be the educators working from home and teaching remotely. I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been on that show so far. And it's something that I will continue to do and continue to grow once we get through this.
Well, I want to thank you for everything you do here, Ben. Truly, job well done. Do keep it all up and carry that gift.
Thank you, Julia. Always enjoy working with you.